Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Yesterday marked the deadline for objections to Detroit's plan of adjustment as a result of the city's bankruptcy. Over a dozen criticisms were registered by residents, creditors, and even the federal government. Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood joins us now to break down what these objections mean, to give us an update on the bankruptcy hearing, along with the package of Detroit-centric bills that Michigan lawmakers are currently considering. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you back. You are covering, we'll start with your activities here throughout the day on Tuesday. You're covering the visit of Emergency Manager Kevin Orr at the state capitol. What is happening there?
Well, Kevin Orr will be in the capitol for his first appearance before a legislative committee, a special committee formed in the House to handle Detroit bankruptcy legislation related to the so-called grand bargain for essentially trying to rescue the Detroit Institute of Arts from having its artwork sold off in exchange for bolstering the city's pensions. And the state has got legislation now that would appropriate $195 million up front towards this pension aid, and so Kevin Orr is going to be at the Capitol today talking about the need for this for the state's participation in this settlement in order to get the wide-ranging number of retiree groups on board with resolving this bankruptcy consensually.
And does this plan, as it currently exists, Chad, how much support does it enjoy from the legislature generally? Is that apparent?
It's not quite apparent yet. One thing that has really kind of come to light in the last couple of days is when his legislation was introduced late Thursday afternoon before lawmakers took off for the rest of the week last week. The bills the strings attached to the money don't match the plan of adjustment that's currently before pensioners and creditors in the city of Detroit. And recall, there's a lot of fast-moving parts. Yesterday, the city began mailing out 67,000 ballots and solicitation packets to creditors who are eligible to vote, including 32,000 pensioners strung out all across the country. And the problem right now that's kind of arised is that some of the demands from the legislature do not fit the deals that were hatched with the labor unions and with the pension funds. This legislature, for example, is calling for the end of any kind of defined benefit pension after new labor contracts expire in 5 years. They're also calling for the end of any future retiree health insurance for current workers after next year. And those are not deals that that the labor unions bargained for, and it's not deals that the pension funds agreed to, and that the retiree associations agreed to. So even though you've had this, 5-6 months of closed door, intense mediation and negotiations, now the legislature has its chance to try to put its imprint on it, and that has a possibility of changing the terms of the bargain.
And you expect those topics to come up today, correct?
I would, yeah. The Kevin Orr is going to have to address it. He has said that he thinks that he's in favor of some type of a pension. What they have in the plan right now is what they call a hybrid pension, where an employee has to make a defined contribution of some sort, a certain small percentage of their check towards their retirement, and then they do still get a defined benefit, although it's not as generous as the previous pension plan. But that way you have people paying into the pension fund still for the next 40 years. See, all these lower pension cuts that they have been able to come up with assume people, employees in the city, continue to pay into the pension fund into the future. And if you take that away, then you are you and you require 401k, then you're going to it's going to require a lot more higher upfront cost to transition to 401k, which the state of Michigan realized when they went to 401k in 1997, and the state of Michigan also realized in 2012 when they flirted with sending all the state's teachers into 401k, and they ultimately decided not to do that because of the immense cost up front.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the Detroit News Chad Livengood with a Detroit bankruptcy update. Kevin Orr will be at the state capitol here today. We mentioned some of the objections put forth yesterday to the city's plan of adjustment from various parties, the federal government and others. But late last night, I guess another objection unfolded from the DIA. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, the Detroit Institute of Arts is objecting to an effort by a couple of the city's bond insurers. One's called Financial Guarantee Insurance Corporation, which is about on the hook for about $1.1 billion in Detroit debt that they could face losses on. And another company called Syncora Guarantee, which has several hundred million dollars of liability exposure. They are leading an effort to let outside interested bidders come into the DIA and inspect a limited number of art pieces of art, 3,000 approximately, and submit their own bids to as counter proposals to the grand bargain. So the grand bargain is an $816 million pool of money from 12 foundations, the state of Michigan, if the legislature comes through, and the DIA has pledged to have its donors come up with $100 million of that $816. And these bond insurers contend that there's more money to be had out of the DIA, that there's more value there than $816 million. They've got some preliminary bids that were up to a $2 billion loan against the collateral of the art, and some other interested buyers, that submitted bids last month that got revealed that were north of $1 billion. So they're trying to get solid bid numbers so that when this thing goes to trial in July, they can come into court and say, tell the judge, look, the city hasn't done its due diligence on all of its assets. There's more money to be had. There's a better bargain out there, essentially, for that's more fair to the creditors. Because at the end of the day, when this debt cutting plan is put on trial, it has to be feasible and it has to be fair and equitable to creditors. And if you got some bond insurers who are getting nearly wiped out, and you got pensioners who are walking away, nearly unscathed, like the police and firefighters are, there's going to be an argument that that's not fair to the bondholders, to the investment firms and global banks that essentially propped up Detroit's finances for the last decade.
When you add up all these objections, Chad, it sounds like a lot of objections from the federal government, from counties, from all kinds of creditors. How hard will it be for these objections to be overcome?
Well, I mean, the city's going to have to prove that it's done all it can to meet the requirements of bankruptcy. The county objections all deal with the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department and some of the finances and assumptions made there, because they're the recipients of that water. So it's you get to be seen. The DIA, they are essentially arguing that if you let these outside entities come in and pull paintings off the wall, it, quote, invites disaster. And they're essentially arguing that this rushed attempt to appraise it, which they call it a yard sale-like physical inspections, is not necessary, and that they are, they're contending that they're providing enough documentation. We'll have to see where the judge comes down on that. He already has signal to the city that he wants to see the water department spun off into a regional authority. And if the city can't come up with that way to do that and get an agreement with Oakland, Macomb County, and Wayne County, then that will be a significant problem for the city to get out of bankruptcy.
Chad, we're just about out of time. Real briefly, have you been talking to many pensioners about the voting process the next couple of months? Generally, what are you hearing?
Well, they're not looking forward to this packet of information that's coming, and some of them it's a lot more difficult for general retirees. They have varying different degrees of cuts, and so they're trying to assess what's best at this point, with a lot of information flying out there and a lot of at times mixed signals coming from both their leadership and also from the city of Detroit. So
okay.
It is going to be a tough slog here to the end of July 11th is the end of voting.
Chad Livengood covers the Detroit bankruptcy and related topics for the Detroit News. Chad, many thanks for the insights.
Thanks for having me.